Saturday, February 21st. The lesson from Isaiah chapter 58, verses 9 through 14. Thus saith the Lord God, If thou wilt take away the chain out of the midst of thee, and cease to stretch out the finger, and to speak that which profiteth not, when thou shalt pour out thy soul to the hungry, and shall satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise up in darkness, and thy darkness shall be as the noonday. And the Lord will give thee rest continually, and fill thy soul with brightness, and deliver thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a fountain of water whose waters shall not fail. And the places that have been desolate for ages shall be built in thee. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of generation and generation, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the fences, turning the paths into rest. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy own will in my holy day, and call the Sabbath delightful, and the holy of the Lord glorious, and glorify him, while thou dost not thy own ways, and thy own will is not found to speak a word, then shalt thou be delighted in the Lord, and I will lift thee above the high places of the earth, and will feed thee with the inheritance of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Haydock Commentary. When thou shalt pour out thy soul to the hungry, that is effectually and with love relieving the distressed. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of generation and generation. As the Jews did not comply with the condition, the church falls heir to these promises. We must not think the Sabbath of the Lord a loss, but rejoice in praising him. Pious reading on holidays is the duty of all who have an opportunity. The Gospel from Luke chapter 5, verses 27 through 32. Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, Follow me. And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples, saying, Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus said to them in reply, Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners. Haydock Commentary. The profane Julian charged St. Matthew with levity in leaving all and following a stranger at one word. But hereby is seen the marvelous efficacy of Christ's word and internal working, which in a moment can alter the heart of a man and cause him to despise what before was most near and dear to him. And this was done not only whilst Christ was living on earth, but daily in his church. Thus, St. Anthony, St. Francis, and others, hearing this word in the church, forsook all and followed Jesus. Levi, or Matthew, made him a great feast to testify his gratitude to Jesus for the favor he had done him. It appears that both St. Mark and St. Luke affect, through consideration for St. Matthew, to designate him here by his less known name of Levi, whereas he designates himself through humility in this same circumstance by his more known appellation of Matthew. Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. Jesus Christ gives them here to understand that they were of the number of those who languished under a severe indisposition, and that he was come to act as their physician. St. Matthew says it was St. John the Baptist's disciples themselves that objected this to Christ. Most probably both they and the Pharisees endeavored all they could to press this objection. So says St. Augustine. The reason why the saints fasted was that they might, by afflicting their bodies, subdue their passions. Jesus Christ, therefore, had no need of fasting, being God, and of course free from every, the least disorderly motion of concupiscence. Neither did his attendants stand in need of fasting, for being enriched with his grace, they were strengthened in virtue without the help of fasting. When, therefore, Christ fasted 40 days, he fasted to set an example to carnal men. So says St. Cyril. As long as the spouse is with us, we are in joy, we cannot fast, we cannot mourn. But when he has been driven away by sin, then we must both fast and weep. So says Venerable Bede.